You're with SBS Radio.
At least 7 years ago, a smiling Calm Gillespie sat in front of a camera to speak about finance experts in one of his wealth creation seminars.
Hello and thank you for dropping by. My name's Calm Gillespie and I'd like to introduce you to a very dear friend of mine and business partner, Petrus Carstens.
The Australian motivational speaker and business coach also worked as an actor, appearing on the television police series Blue Heelers. Mr. Gillespie is now on death row in China. In 2013, he was arrested for smuggling methamphetamine into the country. It happened at Guangzhou's Baiyun Airport while attempting to leave China with more than 7.5 kilograms of the drug in his check-in luggage. Jill Paris is a childhood friend of Mr. Gillespie, who regularly communicated with him prior to his arrest. But in a Facebook post, Ms. Paris says afterwards, he simply disappeared.
It just was not in his character to not communicate with me, nor was he found anywhere on the internet. He vanished.
The Chinese government have not yet provided any details about what happened to Mr. Gillespie for the years he remained arrested and detained. The guilty verdict was handed down last week, but only publicised on Saturday. Mr. Gillespie has 10 days to appeal the sentence. However, Professor of International Law at the Australian National University, Donald Rothwell, says the chances of the appeal being granted are slim.
There would be appeal options open, but it needs to be acknowledged that the chances of success for appeal on criminal matters before the Chinese courts are exceptionally low, somewhere in the vicinity of 1%.
According to Amnesty International, China implements more death sentences than the rest of the world combined, although the exact number is a state secret. The group says available information indicates thousands of people are executed and sentenced to death in China each year. Professor Rothwell says it's not surprising China is using death as a punishment for a drug smuggling offence.
There's nothing necessarily extraordinary about the death penalty being imposed for a drug-related crime, and this is very consistent with the way in which China has been pursuing these matters in recent years.
Speaking to Sky News, Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says people need to realise the legal system is different in other countries.
This is a reminder to all Australians, as is often the case when these sorts of consular cases come up, that Australian laws don't apply overseas, that other countries have much harsher penalties, particularly in relation to matters such as drug trafficking. But obviously this is very distressing for Mr. Gillespie and his loved ones, and our government will continue to provide consular assistance to him, and of course we'll continue to make representations as we do right around the world against the use of the death penalty.
The timing appears problematic as tensions remain high between Australia and China. It comes after Australia called for an independent investigation into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic in May. Since then, additional disputes have emerged over international students as well as trade tensions over Australian beef and barley. Professor Rothwell says the tumultuous context surrounding the verdict needs to be acknowledged.
The fact that this verdict was rendered just in the last week at a point of increased tensions between Australia and China over a number of matters, I think is not insignificant really at this point in time. And indeed, that creates issues, I think, for Australia in terms of moving forward with any diplomatic effort to ensure that Mr. Gillespie doesn't face the death penalty.
Although Minister Birmingham says the death sentence should not be viewed as retaliation by China for recent frictions in the bilateral relationship, he says he hopes diplomatic ties can be strengthened.
We are very happy to sit down and talk through those points of difference and do so in a mature way that is respectful of the relationships and partnerships we want to have with those countries. And it's disappointing when other nations won't come to the table with the same open-minded attitude to have that sort of dialogue.
Professor Rothwell says clear communication is needed between relevant Australian and Chinese ministers to help Mr. Gillespie avoid the death penalty.
In this case, there would be an exploration of legal and diplomatic options, but I think that in terms of this matter concerning China, it's really going to be diplomatic options that will be pursued.
Bali-based entrepreneur Roger James Hamilton taught Mr. Gillespie in a wealth development course just months before his arrest. Through a Facebook post, He is pleading for the Australian government to do more to save his friend.
I am 100% opposed to the idea that an individual can lose their life at the edict of a foreign government. I'm 100% opposed to someone losing their life without a fair trial in which their fellow citizens can have a voice. This is not right. This is not fair. This is not humanity.
Sonia Lal, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.